A whole new topic. We're on page Kuf Yud Gimel Halacha Kuf Chaf Aleph. Again, page Kuf Yud Gimel, the last line on the page. Page Kuf Chaf Aleph. Okay, Shanu Chachamim Ha'isim Halacha Be'arve Shabbosos. It appears many times, what we learn in Sefer Chassidim, that Sefer Chassidim, his interpretations of the Bamar Chazal are unique. He is basically he's like in the category of a Rishon. I mean, if he lived 800 years ago, he certainly is. And many times his interpretations are very different from what we are familiar with from Rashi, from the Rambam, the Bali Halacha. And here is another controversial topic that he is entering into, and that is Chazal tell us that a person should not do Malacha. Let me just tell it to you out before we read inside, and we'll go through very quickly. A person should not do melacha erev Shabbos to be moisif mechol al hakodesh. And we all know that midrashim, so there's a mitzvah of toisef Shabbos to add to Shabbos, and you can add to Shabbos just a few moments, a few minutes. The whole question: well, how much time must the person add to be yotze deraisa? Even lechora 1 second is enough. Some say no, you will need a little bit more. It is the custom that a woman lights candles in Chutz Liaretz at least 18 minutes before Shabbos begins. Correct? I think that's most calendars. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I do not know why, in his calendar there's a Hakpada, it's 20 minutes before Shabbos. In Yerushalayim, it is the Minog Yerushalayim for a woman to light candles 40 minutes before sunset. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, 40 minutes. Again, by us here in Chutz Liaretz, 18 to 20 minutes. Okay, that's and once you light candles, you obviously you're not doing melacha. A woman, that's what you lechatchila. Men also lechatchila should refrain from doing melacha at that point in time. But unfortunately, most men don't adhere to that rule. They go to shul. And they look at their watch, the clock, and they do melacha mamish until the last minute. Unfortunately, it's not a good thing, but that's how it is. That's the basics. But then there is a hidur of not doing melacha even more than the basic Tosef Shabbos, candle lighting, and not doing melacha from plag hamincha, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Now, when I say not doing melacha, I don't mean turning on the lights. You can turn on the lights. You can do melachos that do not distract you. It means not doing melacha which is distracting, which is called shihui, which you need to be heavily involved. You need your full concentration. So that is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that a person lechatchila in honor of Shabbos lechatchila should not do any activities which require heavy concentration an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, because it is a preparation for Shabbos. You should go into Shabbos in a proper frame of mind. If you're going to be busy engaging in heavy duty activity, business, and making big decisions, and working very, very hard, that last hour and 15 minutes, you're not going to enter into Shabbos in a proper frame of mind. Now, what about midday from Chatzos? Let's say it's 1:30 now that we've changed the clock. So let's say 1:15, it's Chatzos, and let's say another half an hour to Tlikadav Mincha, 1:45. Is there halacha lemaisa? Is there an inyan today not to do melacha, meaning activity which requires intense concentration? Let's say today from 1:15. 1:45 until an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. The answer is no. There really is not. It's not halacha. So there is a hider. So the Sefer Chassidim, this is all based on the Gemara. Okay, this is all based upon an interpretation of the Gemara Rashi, the way Rashi learns from the Gemara. And Rashi tells the only time where it is actually forbidden to do melacha before Shabbos or Yom Tov is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, now that we changed the clock early, approximately at 1:45, it is usur to engage in activity that distracts you from what you're about to enter into until the night. That's why Erev Pesach after Chatzos is like Chol HaMoed. The only thing you can do, you can work if it's a Dor HaOved. You have no choice. But if you do have a choice, you're not allowed to engage in heavy-duty activity from Chatzos Ve'elech because it's the Zman Shechitas Karbon Pesach. It's considered already to be a Yom Tov. But on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah or Purim, there's absolutely, then there is no halacha. There is no halacha. Is it a good thing? A good thing not to engage? I guess the bottom line is yes. It's a good thing not to engage in activity from that point in time, but are you obligated? Definitely not. Even after Plaga Mincha, it's not so clear if you actually have an obligation, which just is a proper thing not to do. However, halacha lemaisa, psak halacha, Friday morning, is there any restriction whatsoever to engage in labor, in malacha, Friday morning from the time Aleis HaShachar until Chatzos? Halacha lemaisa, zero, no such thing. This is the halacha. That's how we paskin. This is the shita of Rashi and appears to be all of the Rishonim. We're going to learn something now. Shocking halacha that according to the Sefer Hasidim, who was also a Rishon, he interprets the Gemara drastically different than Rashi does. This Gemara that we're going to cite, and according to his maskana, it is not proper for a person to do anything on Friday, the entire Friday morning, that will distract you from Shabbat. It's not a halacha, but it is not the proper thing to do. According to Rashi, it's proper. Adarava, go to work. Who's holding you back? Go to work Friday. It's ideal. If you can leave after at 1:45, that would be a very beautiful thing. Certainly, an hour and 15 minutes before Shabbos, you should not be doing anything. That's certainly, if you need to, you need to, but certainly not. But after Chatzos, yeah, it's proper, it's taka better not to engage in activity. No, it's not, I don't think that's the reason. I think practical reason. Let's talk halacha. Let's just talk halacha. The Sefer Hasidim is mechadesh, it's a novel psak halacha. It's a very shocking thing, is that according to halacha, it is not correct for a person to go to work Friday period. We do not accept this lahalacha, but he's coming over here to make a point. What? I don't know. Let's not confuse the minhag with halacha. According to halacha, he holds. According to halacha, it is not correct. Let's see inside now. Shanu chacham. He's quoting a maimon chazal, and he's giving us his interpretation. It's not the way his interpretation is not what is accepted lahalacha and shulchan aruch. Shanu chachamim. Ha'oise milacha. Anyone who does milacha, ba'arvei shabbos. Now look what he says here. Ba'arvei, the long list, long laundry list here. Ba'arvei shabbosis. That's number one. Erev Shabbos. Uva'arvei yomim toivim. Next. Uvi motzoi Shabbos. Furthermore, motzoi Shabbos. Uvi motzoi yomtev. And he adds in here incredible chidushim. Bechanukah uva purim. Which would simply mean that Erev Chanukah and after Chanukah is over. Erev Chanukah, the whole Erev Chanukah, you're not allowed to go to work, or you should not be going to work. Bepurim. That's not what he says in the Perush. I hear what he's saying. I hear you're right. Maybe you're correct. The Perush Kadmoin, he's very liberal. He's very liberal, and he seems to say that when the Sefer Chasidim says Chanukah Purim, he means even. I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. But let's see what he says. Okay, Chanukah over Purim. We'll read some of the Perish Kadmon to get a better grasp. Uver Rosh Chodesh and on Rosh Chodesh. By the way, I also understand that the Perish Kadmon, you have to know which text, which girsa. There's probably no safer in the world that has more Shinui Nuschois than the Sefer Chassidim. Okay, I have over here Plotnik, Mr. Plotnik, he purchased over here these two volumes, Sefer Chassidim, which gives you, thank you very much.
It doesn't say Chol HaMoed.
Which has many Shinui Nuschot. I'm going to look it up over now. He has over here the Perish Kadmon, and on the bottom they have over here the Shinui Nuschot, the Kisvayat. And if I am not mistaken, there's another entire volume, an entire volume just dealing with the different versions of Sefer Chassidim. So it could be, you have to know, every time you look at a perish on the Sefer Chassidim, the first thing you have to establish is what was the girsa, what was the edition, the text of the Mefarish when he gives his interpretation. Because he can be saying something and you look back in the text, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not what it says in my edition. And then you go to the Shirin Mishchois, oh, there's another edition, another text that indeed indicates that this interpretation is correct. So that's what he has been discussing. It could be that's why on my mind I'm thinking like that, because it could be that's, that the Perush Kadmon says that, and it could be very well that he had a different girsa. But you're right. It does not say, that's including, that's, I guess it's a given. It's a mamshah,
Gemara
Mefreshes.
The Gemara says it, that you don't have okay. to...
He's saying, even with Mitzoy Shabbos, and Mitzoy Yom, the Chanuk of Purim, the Rosh Chodesh, the Chol Mokam Sheyesh, Nid Nud Azeiro. Anytime when there is a Nid means a drop, a teeny drop of a sin. Why should there be a sin? I'm not exactly clear why there is a sin in doing Malacha during these times. Lehavi, coming to include Tainis Tzibur. A Tainis Tzibur person should not engage in Malacha. Why? Einam, not only are you not allowed to, there's a statement, which is a very frightening statement, Einam Royim Simen Baracha Le'olam. You will not merit to see blessings from your work, Le'olam. You'll say, I never see blessing when I go to work. Every day I go to work. I don't. What do I get out of this? Why do you go to work? It's an investment. I'm working on this project. I know now it's not like I'm not getting paid for what I'm doing, but there's a potential that from what I'm doing today, I'm developing a relationship with my employer, with a person, v'chulu, and this may indeed lead to potential to make money somewhere down the line. He comes along here and says a shocking statement, Einam Rayim Simen Bracha Le'olam. Don't think that just because you're not getting paid, it's permitted. If you have any intent that what you're doing today will one day lead to benefit, to bracha, you're not going to make one penny. Of course, if it's a davar ha'aved, you're going to lose your job. If you don't show up today, you're going to lose your job. That's a davar partial as an that is permitted. That's all part of the halacha of davar ha'aved. But if it's not, if you are your own boss, this is a very frightening statement, very machmir, and as we're going, I'll just read a little bit of the Perush Kadmon, we'll just jump around a little bit, you're going to see that we don't do not accept what he says. He goes to an extreme which, again, is not accepted lehalacha.
So he writes
over here on the bottom, Noshim. Okay, he talks about this. Now, this is a very interesting topic in and of itself, and it's Nogia Sfira. It's brought down in... Is it Shulchan Aruch? I was just learning this today. Maybe not. I think it's the Torah discusses this, that Noshim have a custom not to do Melacha during the days of Sefira. From the entire night, from the time of sunset until Alois HaShachar, Noshim, his words are, women do not engage in Melacha. And it means, of course, not just turning on the lights, it means something intense, which distracts you from the day. Why? So there's a whole long list of reasons why, which we'll discuss at another point in time. And there, many commentators and mayors, they challenge the words of the Torah. It's not only for Noshim, it's for everyone. It's for men as well. Men are not allowed to engage. So why then did it say Noshim? So there's a discussion, maybe only Noshim, only they accepted it. There's more of an emphasis on Noshim, but it applies to men. So it's very interesting. The same way there's a big topic of discussion, who is the Issur Melacha applied to? Is it women and only men? Here you have exactly the same issue. The Sefer Chassidim only does not say men or women. On the very bottom, in the Brish Sholem, he actually discusses this. And in his tradition, it was only the Chumrah of the Sefer Chassidim is for Noshim, not for men. Why should they be different? That's a topic of the... But let's read one paragraph, and then we'll touch upon some of the issues. One more paragraph, and this is Kedarko of the Sefer Chassidim to tell us esoteric things which we have no shaykhs to. Maisa b'isha achas, page kuf tezvav, b'isha achas, shahoysa toiva, the Erev Shabbos, she would spin thread. This is called the malacha, which it seems to be something which is engaging, which distracts you from what is happening in your surroundings. And she was spinning thread. She was not properly preparing for Shabbos. What happened? Umeisa, she died. He has a lot of these type of stories for some reason. Another fellow saw in a dream. Shahayu sarfim eineha v'yodecha bin oyre shel pish, and she was being her eyes and her hands were being burnt in flax. Shah, he asked her, Lama dina bekach, what did you do in this world to deserve such a harsh punishment? Heshivu loy, she answered him, Bibnei shahaisa oisekas b'erev Shabbos b'pishtan v'lohaisa oisekas b'tzorche Shabbos. This is my punishment because I was not oisek, did not make proper preparations. Okay? We have really no shaykhs in stories, but he says this. Now let's go back to the previous page and just jump around just a little bit. Back on page Kuf Yud Gimel in the Perish Kadmain. What are the issues? Okay, Perish Kadmain, page Kuf Yud Gimel. He quotes the Gears in Masechta Pesachim. Hochi Gar Sinan, Daf Nun Amid Beis in Pesachim. My area Erev Pesach. It says there in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to do Milocha Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Frak the Gemara, why only Erev Pesach? My Erev Pesach, I feel like Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov Nami. Every Erev Shabbos you can't do Malach. How do I know this? The time is to perish of Braisa. It says in the Braisa on the next page, that's the big question. This is the big question. What is the translation of the word Mincha? Does it mean Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Kitana? And here is where we're going to have the machlokes between Rashi and the Sefer Chassidim. Rashi learns Mincha Lamaskana means Mincha Kitana. And the Sefer Chassidim is going to be Machadish in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Mincha means Mincha Gedoyla. And it says here, Beferish in the Braisa, according to the Gemara, the Maskana of the Sefer Chassidim, that Mincha means Mincha every Erev Shabbos. Mina Mincha Gedoyla, you're not allowed to do Malach. It's Osir. And now, anything before Mincha Gedoyla, we just go down one notch. And does one notch is, what?
Does that mean every time you see Mincha in the Gemara, it means, like, for
example, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It doesn't be consistent. That's the question over here. Let's just read the words. So this is the Gemara's question. The Gemara gives an answer. Hasam min. Okay, he doesn't tell us the whole Gemara. Samuch lemincha loy hacha mechatzos. The Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara's answer is there when it comes to Shabbos. There, when it says mincha, it doesn't literally mean mincha. It means samuch lemincha, which requires interpretation, which he's going to give us in a few moments. He's going to explain the whole Gemara. He just right now just throwing out the Rashi Parakim of the Gemara, and he's going to come back and explain each word. Hacha mechatzos. Here, it means from the exact moment of chatzos. There, it means samuch lemincha. What does samuch lemincha mean? We have to see. Here, by Karban Pesach, it means literally at midday, you are no longer allowed to do melacha. Then the Gemara says, Gufa, this is a great topic of discussion. Let's delve into the sugi in much more detail. Gufa, ha'oisem melacha b'erev Shabbos, u'erev Yomtiv, mina mincha l'mala, from mincha l'mala, uvi motzo Shabbos, uvi motzo Yomtiv, Okay, that's the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara is not finished yet. Part 3 to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Yesh Zoris. Okay, this is a beautiful chazal in and of itself. There are people in this world who are Zrizim, which will loosely translate hard workers. They don't waste a second. Workaholics. But unfortunately, this can be to their detriment. If you don't know when to call it quits, then all of your hard work is out the window. When is the proper time to call it quits? Erev Shabbos. Don't work until the last moment. The Niskar, there's Zrizim. They're workaholics and they benefit. For example, who are these people that we're referring to? The Avad Kula Shabbat. They don't sleep. They work the whole week, nonstop. But V'loy Avid B'malei Shabbat. They don't work Erev Shabbos. Now this third Maimer Chazal doesn't say the word Chatzos. It doesn't say the word Mincha. It doesn't say the word Samach L'Mincha. It's extremely vague. That's the end of the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. Three parts. Part A, B, and C. Part A is a contradiction between Shabbos, between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, it says Chatzos. And Erev Shabbos, it says something a little different, Samoch L'Mincha, which we need interpretation. Part B. Part B is that there is Gufa. If you do Milacha Erev Shabbos, there's no Simen Bracha. It doesn't say when Erev Shabbos. Part three, if there's a Zoriz, that's Niskar. If you're a Zoriz, you benefit, provided you know when to call it quits. Now, first in this Perish Kadmon, he's going to give us now, Rashi's interpretation of this Gemara, which pretty much is the way we paskin lahalacha. And Rashi's understanding the Gemara results in very great leniencies, which basically means halacha l'maisa, you want to work on Friday, gezunta heit. You work on Friday all the way until plag mincha. When it says samach l'mincha, it means plag mincha, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, which is pretty much what the Olam is doing. People go to work, of course, on Erev Shabbos, they go even later than that, but that's Rashi's interpretation. The Sefer Hasidim says, no, I disagree with Rashi. I hold that Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara is forced, and when it says Mincha means shocking halacha, on Erev Shabbos, every Friday, when you get to 1:15 or 1:45, that's it. Over. You're not allowed to work anymore. Done. And now go one notch down. And therefore, in the morning of Friday, it's not a good thing to work. You can work, but it's not ideal. And that's going to be the next Maimari Chazal, part B and part C of the Gemara. Because let's quickly. Perish Rashi. First again, it's Rashi. What is Rashi? My Irya Erev Pesach. Why does it say Erev Pesach? Diktani ad chatzos b'min haga. Why only Erev Pesach? V'lama li l'misnei chatzos lashmina n'chach davka. Ha'kol kol Erev Yom Tov asirei. Okay, I don't know the exact translation. The way they're basically saying is, why did the Gemara say only Erev Pesach, every Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to work Samuch L'Mincha, which the Gemara in the Hava Mina understands to mean Mincha Gedoyla, which is Chatzos. Sham, Rashi Mina Mincha, so what does Rashi answer? Rashi says, the difference is Rashi Mina Mincha Teisha Shois. Samuch L'Mincha, Kaidim L'Chein. It means a little bit before 9 hours. B'masha Omar Mishum Kvayt Shabbos and Maisiv Michol Al Kodesh Mishum Dekosh Le Rashi My Makshe My Iria Dilma Mishum Hochi Nakedavka Er Pesach Only Er Pesach Kodesh Mechad Soyz Talde Minoga Lafug Er Shabbos Er Yonder The Inu Shum Yisrael One Will Go Elu Acha Chad Soyz Ben Minoga Lamaila Lekach Peish Rashi Dekosh Le Hochi Lahoy Lumisni had says the Medak Lacha had to also shall call every Shabbos and other Allah. So it's also Ella having the Mistle Stan Makam Shnagu Bear Pesach. And running the words, run down to the very last line on this column. The very last line. The very last line in this column is Ella Vadai Nokut Chatzois Lemedak Mine Dafka the Erev Pesachu de also La Acha Chatzois. That's the bottom line of Rashi. We really need to see the Rashi inside because they're just chopping up the whole the Rashi, the Dibur HaMaskils, and the Gemara. It's very hard to read this unless you go to the Gemara and go through every word of the Gemara and read Rashi inside, because it's very choppy. He assumes that you know Rashi Baal Peh and the Gemara Baal Peh. But the bottom line is, according to Rashi, the answer is, Erev Pesach, once the clock strikes Chatzos, it's over. V'loy Sh'or Erev Shabbos V'Erev Yom Tov. Lekach makshe my area came shining the MS hachi who the nagat milas chatzois li ashminan the daf erev pesach chud yosef take of lachatzois hashar erev shabbos erev yom yodav einoy asur ela min ha mincha. What mincha? Mincha kitana shuteisha shois.
How do you know that? Maybe it's mincha kitana.
That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. Rashi's explicit. Rashi, you have to go the whole Gemara there. I don't know the Gemara. I don't know all the details of the Gemara. But Rashi, clearly, Lamaskana comes out. The Gemara asks this question. And Rashi, by Pesach, it uses the word chatzos. By Shabbos, it uses the word mina mincha ulamala. And Rashi interprets the Gemara to mean mincha means mincha kitana. 9 hours. 9 hours.
Yom Tov.
What?
9 hours is
mincha gedolah.
No, mincha gedolah is chatzos. Mincha Gedoyla is 6.5 hours.
Okay.
6.5 hours. Really, it's 6 hours, but because we're not experts in the sun, so we wait another 30 minutes. So that's Rashi's answer. Hasamuch leMincha, the Hainu li Achar Chatzos, Einoy Oser. So Rashi learns clearly that on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do Melacha after Chatzos until 9 hours.
So you have to do it with the Korban Pesach?
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's what we said. Erev Pesach, being that you bring the Korban Pesach, it is a Yom Tif, and a Yom Tif, you're not allowed to do Melacha on a Yom Tif.
Right, correct.
The only time you're not allowed to do Melacha after Chatzos is only Erev Pesach. Because Erev Pesach, you bring a Korban after Chatzos. All other Yom Tovim and Erev Shabbos, where you don't, you're allowed to do Melacha after Chatzos. But the Gemara does say that when you come to the Zman of Mincha, you're not allowed to, you should stop. And what is Mincha, according to Rashi's understanding? Mincha means Mincha Kitana. 9 hours.
We don't say Mizmor
Letudah. That's an Erev Pesach. Correct. There's a different reason. Lekach Nagar Rashi B'Lushna Milas Koydem Lekach. Now then he goes. Was it Koydem LeMeima the Hos Samach LaDavka? Was some Koydem Lekach Takeif LaAchar Chatzos? Okay, I'm not sure what he means by that.
That proves that Rashi means 9 because he says Koydem Lekach. So it's before 9 hours.
Which direction? Koydem means in the opposite. We normally think Koydem means earlier. Here he said Koydem means later, relative to. I don't know. I'm not sure. But basically, it means you can do Melacha until Mincha Kitan. Now, the Hachosid Hamchaber, the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Hachosid. Guess what? He disagrees. Hamchaber Sefer Hasidim Zeh Koshel Le'Apim Perish Rashi. He doesn't like Rashi Pshat. And remember, he's a Rishon, he can disagree. The Mashmoy is like, more my ear, your Mashmoy, the Mashmoy, Nami, I couldn't have said. Now he's saying that people, when he takes what Koydim to mean something different, and he's saying that people do not do Melacha the entire Friday, period, even before Chatzais. I'm sure these words mean. So he says, no, I disagree with Rashi. It says in the Gemara that Erev Shabbos, Samuch Lemincha, you're not allowed to do Melacha. The Sefer Chasidim says the simple translation of the word Mincha is Mincha Gedoyla. When is Mincha Gedoyla? 12.5 hours. What is Samuch? A half an hour before. So what does Samuch Lemincha mean? Chatzos. So when it says Samuch Lemincha, that is the equivalent to the word chatzos. In Psachim, it uses the word chatzos, and in Shabbos, it uses the word samuch lemincha. But there is absolutely no difference between the two. Once you hit chatzos, you're not allowed to do melacha. And therefore, the Gemara asked the question, why is it Erev Pesach? It says you're not allowed to do melacha. Why do we leave out all of Yom Tovim and all of the Shabbos where you can't do melacha? V'yod kasha leiler l'peirush Rashi. L'fi peirush erev Shabbos kadosh chatzos mutalatzos malachu v'samach nalkai had Gemara. Another question: the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says the part B and part C, and the Gemara there says a person should not do malacha erev Shabbos and makes no mention of chatzos or mincha. The belishna zar is v'niskar v'loy aved v'loy aved malach Shabbos the mashon the erev Shabbos afilu kodem chatzos lo yasam malacha el yasam usarches usul Shabbos. And therefore the hachi perish a Gemara. Because of these difficulties, without going into all of the details, he's come to disagree with Rashi. Perish Gemara, my area, Erev Pesach, Afil Erev Shabbos, Etanya, Minat Mincha, Ulmal de Perish, Mincha Gedoyle, Misheshos, to Mechsel Mala, Viatam de Os Gedei La Asik, Bitsorche Su de Shabbos. Amemneze de Osir, Mishesh, Ulamala, Gamkin, Koidim, Chatzois, because it's Osir to do Malacha, Me Iker Hadin after Chatzos, therefore, it is not. It's not osur, but it's not proper to do malacha the entire Friday. Gam kein koidim chatzos lo yasem malacha kidei to busy yourself with tzorchei Shabbos la asoik b'tzorchei suuda Shabbos al kein kashma iria ulufize osi Shabbos the boys of kan chanuka porim rosh chodesh, and that's why the Gemara he adds here chanuka. Purim Rosh Chodesh, Shere be'erev Shabbos also lasas melacha day lasak mitzorchei su the Shabbos shu mitzvah, or mehai time also nami b'Rosh Chodesh Chanukah u'Purim shegan kein sudasan hi mitzvah. These also are days when you have to have a suuda, and you should busy yourself on these days with the suuda. Oh, so that's not so simple. See, he's a Risha in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that we paskin is a machloikis. There's a machloikis, is Chanukah a zman when there's a mitzvah to have a su'uda. So Shulchan Aruch it says, we don't have an answer. So what you should do is, you should say over Divrei Torah and make it into a mitzvah. It could be the Sefer, now this is the parish, it could be the parish Kadim is learning in the Sefer HaChaz and he disagrees if he's a Rishon. Holds on Chanukah, there's a mitzvah to have a su'uda. The Torah of Yizeh Ma Shemoysef Amachaber Hachos Chanukah Purim Rosh Chodesh Afshi Haya Girsa BeGemara Lefanav Kmoishel Shlofanenu BeGemara Shloim Niskar Chanukah Purim Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara does not mention it; he mentioned it. Umeshani Hasam Lamincha Loi Ratzloim Hasam Iker Iser Hu Min Amincha Ulamala Shumishay Shos Umechsa Ayde Iser Ma Mishay Shos Umechsa. Neser gamkein koidim chatzoy samach l'mincha tekev la chatzoyis chatzis shah koidim mincha gedoylo ikur isu eina hocha me chatzoyis tekev la chatzoyis shi chatzis shah koidim mincha gedoylo havinam isu smaga. I'm not exactly sure all the details over here. I don't know the details, but all I do know is that l'maskana we have here a major machloikis between Rashi and the Sefer Chassidim as to if there is a prohibition to do malacha on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and by extension, a proper approach, a proper attitude, a proper custom not to do malacha even before Chatzos Erev Shabbos. According to Rashi, it appears there is a mamish and isser to do malacha from the Zman of Mincha Kitana, 9.5 hours. Samuch means go back another half an hour. Go back to hour number 9. Go back, so that means the last, shows Manios, the last 3 hours of the day on Friday. The last 3 hours of the day, according to Rashi, it appears, it is Osur to engage in Malacha that is distracting. You can turn on lights, things like that you can do, but things that are distracting, according to Rashi, it is Osir. Now, once it's Osir, we then extend the Inyan, not the prohibition, but the proper Mahalech, that you should not lechatchila engage in any activity from Chatzos ve'elach, not as an Isser, but as a proper thing to do if you can. According to the Sefer Chassidim, his maskana is a different interpretation of the Gemara, that on Friday, Chatzos, it is osur categorically forbidden to do melacha after chatzos, and now by extension, it's not proper to do any melacha in the morning, erev, Shabbos, the entire day. Very big nafkamina, major, major nafkamina in how you conduct yourself on erev Shabbos. Yes.
When you say melacha, you mean melacha that does not have to
distracting. Melacha that takes
to
you
to work at his job would be awesome.
Yes.
But to cook and to buy things.
Of course. Tzarchei Shabbos. It's a given. Of course. Anything that is Letzarchei Shabbos is 100% mutter. But if it's not Letzarchei Shabbos, and it's a type of melacha which is distracting, which takes you away from your preparations for Shabbos, that is forbidden. Just like a Chol HaMoed, that's the rule of thumb. When we have these type of things, you now do melacha, Noshim can't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh at night. There's a Noshim, or, I mean, there's different minhagim. No one really follows the minhagim anyway today. Or on Chol HaMoed, or he is Sfira. And now we're learning about Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. It means only a type of melacha that occupies your entire mind and takes you away from acknowledging, remembering what this moment is, what this time is. But if you're doing lightweight types of melacha, even though technically, according to Shulchan Aruch, you're in violation of the law of this melacha, it is permitted.
Why for mincha we have mincha gedolah, mincha ketanah, pelaga mincha? Why the first is gedolah, but the second is ketanah? And Pilagam
Mincha,
why? Only for Mincha.
In the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha Ketana is already the night. It's already called the evening.
Well, Ketana
is where Gedolah should be. No, okay, there's a lot, this is a whole topic in and of itself of Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedolah. You should know that the Torah says that you should daven, you can daven Mincha twice. Yidavin mincha gedoyla, and yidavin mincha ketana. Why? The Torah says, because who is misakein mincha? There's a machloikis in the midrashim. One midrash says that vayetze Yitzchak lo suach basode. It was Yitzchak who was misakein tfilas mincha. And there's another chazal, I don't remember the chazal, I forget everything. There's another chazal that indicates that it was Avraham Avinu who was misakein mincha. He was misakin shachris. We all know that. He went el hamokoyim asha amar lo yelokim. I think maybe by the malachim. Baboyker. And there's another chazal that says he was misakin mincha. So the Torah says, how do we reconcile this contradiction? Elu v'elu. Avraham was misakin. I don't remember which one. Either mincha gedoyla, and Yitzchak was misakin mincha ketana. So therefore, you should daven four times a day. Shachris, Mincha Gedoyla, Mincha Kitana, and Ma'ariv. Do we do that? No one does that. Unheard. Plaga Mincha is when they offer the carbon tamid. Plaga Mincha is not a special zman. Plaga Mincha was just happened to be the time in the Beis Hamikdash when they would offer the tamid shalbein ho'arboim. At a practical reason, not about halacha. They offer the Tamid Shobein Harboyim 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Plag is half of Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is 3 hours before the day is over. And they offered the carbon at that moment. So since we daven, one of the reasons why we daven Mincha is Kineged, the Tamid Shobein Harboyim, it's ideal to daven Mincha at the same moment when they offered the Beis HaMikdash, the Tamid Shel Bein Harboim. You rarely find today anyone having going to Minyan to go to find the Minyan where they daven Mincha exactly at Plag Mincha, which L'Chaor would indeed be the ideal time to daven Mincha. People go Meshuggah to go daven Kivosikin. But you never see people go Meshuggah to daven Mincha at Mincha, Plag Mincha, at the moment when they offer the Tamid Shel Bein Harboim. Why not? I guess that's too hard for the Hamoinan. Kivasikin is also pretty hard.
The only thing the Gemara says is
Duichama. The Hasidim work with that. Right. The Hasidim hold that the Adrabi Shadav Mincha, the very last moment of the day, the transition moments of the day, are very critical. These are different subjects.
Is better to daven Mincha in Ketano or Gedolah?
That is a machlekes. That is a machlekes apayuska. That there's no answer to. There are advantages to each. There are advantages to each. Chassidim are very makbet to daven. The very last moment. to sanctify the end of the day. When you go for the, just like you daven kivos sikin, when the day begins, you should daven when the day ends. End off on a good note. However, it's a very big risk.
Yeah.
If you wait to the very last moment, you may miss it. So therefore, you should zriz makdimim. Daven, first thing, daven, mincha gedoyla, zriz makdimim. That's taka, very big advantage. But then that's not really the ideal time daven mincha, because the ideal time daven mincha is towards the end of the day, mincha ketana, when they offer the talmid shobain in the middle of the day, when they offer the talmid shobain arboim. So you can't win. You can't satisfy everyone. So you do whatever's practical, whatever's convenient, whatever's practical. That's the bottom line for most of us. Okay, so this is the sugya. The sugya that they all, you know, they all said, everyone knows. You heard this 100 times. That what's the, in America, on our grandparents came to America, they had to be moiser nefesh for Shmir Shabbos. Everyone knows this, Shmir Shabbos. And it was a very, very difficult battle. Rachmana litzlan, there were many korbanos. People that could not be amen in the sun, you can't blame them. And they gave up Shabbos. And some of them came back, some did not come back. So, but Baruch Hashem, today in America, we won the battle. Ruba deruba, Shabbos is not an issue. Shabbos, you tell your employer, I'm an Orthodox Jew, I demand that I go home early with no penalty, no consequence, Erev Shabbos, to observe Shabbos, you'll win. Ruba deruba, there is no issue whatsoever. What is the tragedy today? Erev Shabbos. Hachana l'Shabbos. Today, unfortunately, the vast majority of us, we just walk into Shabbos without any preparation whatsoever. We walk coming late. And when you go into Shabbos without a proper hachana, it's a hard transition to come early. How many people do you see coming early, Erev Shabbos, coming a half an hour early to shul and sit down? And you learn Shnayim Mikra V'Yechatargum, or you learn the Parsha, you prepare for Shabbos. It's a whole different ball game. It's a whole different Shabbos. I have a fellow once. He got me going. He convinced me I should go to Mikvah, Erev Shabbos. To me, when I was a kid, going to Mikvah was like watching a horror movie. So over the years, he warmed me up. This a real Litvak, a real cult of Litvak. So I said to him, "Come on, go to Mikvah." I said to him. So slowly, I got it, whatever. So I once said to him during this process, "Tell me the honest truth. You go to mikvah. Do you really feel a tosefes kedusha, a new glow, sanctity? You go to mikvah erev Shabbos, and there is a kedusha of Shabbos." Mayor, you have a very precious friend here. He's coming to greet you. Good morning, how are you? Shalom Aleichem, good morning.
You do get that special glow. It's when the chlorine gets in your
eyes. Okay. Good morning, how are you? How's your Pesach?
Very nice, thank you.
Baruch Hashem, it's good to see you. It's good to see you. So do you get, so I asked him, do you feel it? So if you ask to a chassid, if you would ask this question to a chassid, he would smack you in the face. He would give you a frask and say, how dare you, of course. Of course I feel the Kiddush of Shabbos. I go to Mikvah. What are you talking about? Nonsense is this? But this is the Litvak. Misnagate. Okay? So he's in it. So I used to tell him, you really feel Kiddusha? You go to the Mikvah of Shabbos? You feel the Tahara? So I remember his expression on his face. He froze. And he didn't answer me like he was really thinking. He said to me, "I really don't know. I really can't tell you that it really makes a difference. I feel anything special going to mikvah. But one thing I'll tell you, going to mikvah every Erev Shabbos, it puts me in a different frame of mind in my preparation for Shabbos. I go into Shabbos different. I know I have to arrange my calendar, my schedule to make sure I go to mikvah. It definitely changes my hachana for Shabbos. That I can tell you. My frame of mind has been affected. Do I feel holiness? I can't tell you that I do. I really can't tell you one way or another. But that I can tell you it does. It does. You know the story of, I think, of Yosef Chaim Zunfeld, who was there. There were two Gedolim Eretz Yisrael. So they came, after the war, they came and won a Litvak. I don't know, who was it? I don't remember who, maybe Shlomo Arbach or Yashiv. I don't remember who it was. He didn't go to mikvah. He did not go to mikvah b'shita erev Shabbos. Did not go to mikvah. Litvaks don't go to mikvah. They go once a year. They go wherever. Maybe it's Tfilas Ezra they go. I don't know. But they go.
What?
Because they
don't have water.
They didn't have then. Wait, what? So he said to him, so he told him this vard, and it changed him. It totally changed that. He said to him, if a mikvah can transform a goy into a Jew, if a goy is a goy, you cannot become a Jew unless you go to mikvah. You can still in your head. You can be makabel, kolter, akula. You can be machmir in every intricate halacha. But you got to go to mikvah to become a Jew. If going to mikvah can transform a goy into a Jew, kal v'choymer, it can transform a Jew into a better Jew. So this gadol, he liked that. He really liked it. And it changed him. He did. He started going to mikvah because of that. So whatever, but this is the lesson we learned from this is the hachona for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for Chanukah, for Purim, or Shchodesh, that's where the action is. That's where all the action is at, is the hachona. And here you see it's such an extreme of the Sefer Chassidim Ad Kedekach, the entire Friday, it's like Chol HaMoed. You can't go to work on Friday to Hachonah for Shabbos. It's quite an extreme thing. Okay, we're not familiar with that. But that's how far he goes, and at least we take an appreciation to prepare properly at least for Shabbos. All right? Ooh, it's so late. Take a very, very short break, and then we'll have a very interesting topic. Very interesting topic.